This is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her.
Well, that caravan that has been rolling across.
She was 21.
Across Mexico towards the southern U.S. border has arrived now. 600 men, women, and children from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. They're in Hermosillo, Sonora. They're ready to board trains and buses to cover the last 400 miles to the border with California so they can get into that sanctuary state and bring more illegals in. We just talked about how California has five members of Congress it's not deserving of because they count illegals. And so they have more representation than states like Montana, North Dakota, and Vermont, and New Hampshire based on the number of illegals living in the state. It's wrong. My next guest, Maria Espinoza, native Texan, director, national director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me on again.
Glad to have you back. Tell me about this caravan. I mean, it's not a large group of people, but it's representative of the flagrant snubbing of American law that comes on both sides of the border, I think it's fair to say. What do you say?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is very obvious that it seems like our laws have become a big joke. And we are, as President Trump said, the most naive country in the world. And we can't protect our borders, protect our citizens, and remain a sovereign nation. So it's pretty ridiculous where now we have these band of lawbreakers threatened to cross illegally and don't care.
You know, and we stand here at a crossroads because another big setback for the Trump administration happened when a federal judge, John Bates, of the Federal District Court for the District of Columbia, a very liberal court, by the way, said the administration decision to terminate the program, the DACA program, was based on the virtually unexplained grounds that the program was unlawful. And he said that's not good enough. I think it is. The president can determine who comes and who goes in this country. But again, another setback, although it's been set aside for 90 days. And so we have this window here, Maria, and this president that's working hard to secure America, but he's getting
right. He's
getting thwarted at every turn, but he keeps persisting and he keeps plowing forward. How do you like his persistence?
Yeah, I love it, and that is Donald Trump at his best, and that's who he was, and that's why the people elected him as our president, knowing that he was not a politician, was not going to cave. And he has the best interest of all Americans and this country, and he loves this country. Very different than the last administration, who wasn't apologetic and not proud to be an American. But, you know, Steve, you know, President Trump needs to know that the American people are behind him, and he's not alone in this fight. And that's why I encourage all your listeners to continue calling the White House and telling them to please protect America, protect our children, our jobs, our resources, you know, our social benefits. Now, here we have President Trump actually doing the job that Congress has refused to do for decades.
Failed to do.
They've failed.
Yeah, they have failed the American people because, let's not forget, the border walls and border security have been in place since at least 2005 and some measures before then. So the wall was passed and voted on bipartisan support, I might add, in 2005, during George W. Bush's second term, and yet nothing has ever happened.
Oh, right. Well, under the Reagan administration, that's when the wall was first promised to the American people, and we still have not received it. You know, so we're looking at, again, call President Trump, call the White House, and call your legislators and let them know that they must be helping our president. And I'm glad to see that Speaker Paul Ryan is stepping down. He has done nothing. In fact, he's trying to continue to find ways that he can use loopholes and new special house rules like Queen of the Hill to pass amnesty for DACA recipients. And we have to put our foot down.
Yeah, Paul Ryan's all headed over to K Street to cash in on the deal. I don't care. You know, I've had some pushback from his office, from his people in his office. Like, Steve, that's just not true. It's exactly true. He's going to go cash in. He doesn't care. He's just like all the rest of them. They come to Washington, and then they leave to go make themselves wealthy. Clearly, Maria, you and I are in the wrong line of work.
Well, clearly, I'm still a volunteer, and I can tell you, Steve, that we did open up an office in Washington, D.C., small as it is, but, you know, we want to be able to give these all conservatives, you know, a little edge. And now that we have a foot in the door, you know, we've got to just fling that door wide open. Otherwise, we're going to lose this country. And again, you know, what the Remembrance Project does is honor, remember Americans who've been killed by people who should not be here in the first place. And that is the core root of this problem here, sanctuary city policies. And you see these leftist, very personal, agenda-driven judges like Judge Bates and
sure.
saying President Trump cannot rescind that executive order that Obama pushed through.
And I go back to the conversation we had just before you joined us, Marie, the CalExit effort, putting it on the ballot for 2020 for California to leave the union. And I say, how can I help? You know, what can I do to help you guys? You need me to get some signatures for you? What do you need? But I want to keep Northern California and Western California. You just take a swath from basically San Francisco, San Jose, down south of L.A., and carve that out. Don't go too wide. And that could be California. We'll keep the rest. See you later.
Well, Steve, they're battling California, and I say no state left behind. We're not giving up on this. We're not giving them one inch, because if we do, then lawlessness wins over lawfulness. And California is fighting, and, you know, they've got over a dozen jurisdictions and venues that are challenging and have stood up to Governor Jerry Brown and opposed their SB 54 law. And actually, Santa Clarita right now is next on the list, and on, let's see, here soon, I'll put it up on, I'll email that. So
sure.
Your listeners are on my email list, they'll get it, because we are helping California in making sure that our patriots are calling in, sending emails and letters to the city council or county board of supervisors and letting them know that they want their safe communities. And actually,
and we want it back. We want it to be safe, Maria. We got to leave it there for today, and we'll have you back soon. And I know you're fighting the good fight out there, and I appreciate that. Keep your sleeves rolled up and keep the faith. We'll be with you every step of the way, Maria. Thank you so much.
Great. God bless you. Thank you.
Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project here on the Steve Gruber Show. More about immigration after this.